This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Angela Nissel, Tom Baudette, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl Castle will astound you with his amazing impressions of some of the voices from this week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Angela, there was a big crisis at the White House this week. When what happened at the annual White House holiday reception?
Mary Cheney came with the dude.
And an open purse.
No, I'll give you a hint. It looked like four bridesmaids had stumbled in by accident.
Right. Oh, I have no clue.
Women consider this like a big, bad thing when it
huge,
happens.
Huge, huge crisis.
You go to a party and you're not the only one.
Somebody wore the same dress?
Yes.
Oh.
Four women wore the same dress, and one of them was Laura Bush. Three guests showing up wearing the same $8,500 Oscar de la Renta dress that the First Lady was wearing.
And they were all told it was just for them when they bought
it. Yeah. Shouldn't someone have told them?
When he noticed this faux pas, President Bush encouraged his wife to stay the course and continue to wear the dress. And continue to wear the dress until the enemies of her specialness gave up and took off their clothes. But Mrs. Bush instead quickly went upstairs, gracious woman that she is, and changed her clothes, showing that one member of her family knows how to find an exit. Angela, residents of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, recently all flocked to the beach there to collect the latest bounty from the sea. What?
Oh, my relatives were out there. Doritos.
Yes! Oh, it was glorious. The annual Dorito run, a container filled with the flavored corn chips, was swept off a ship during a storm, and it floated to the beach in Cape Hatteras. Some fishermen opened it up. One reported to a friend, quote, "Oh, yeah, I got two stripers and 35 bags of Doritos." And the next thing you know, dozens of people were storming the beach, filling up garbage bags with Doritos, which, as everybody knows, are best fresh out of the water. This is the sad part. Some people were like, we're picking up the bags. Other, like, some food activists came, and they tried to return the beached snacks to the sea.
Were the Doritos, did they remain untouched?
Yeah, they were. What happened was, I believe they were in crates, and then, of course, in their hermetically sealed bags, so they survived fine.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is true, though. These people were, like, stuffing Doritos in the sacks and taking them home, and they were telling news, you know, TV news crews, oh, no, we're cleaning up the beach. Oh, yeah, let me pick up a piece of seaweed, too. There, okay.
So some friends of mine, last, he was a fisherman, and he was out, and the fishing crew found a container on the beach, just loaded, you know, it's like 40-foot container, and they went and chopped a hole in the roof of it, and it was filled with beer. And so they called their wives and girlfriends and sort of code on the radio to have them fly out. They're going to have this beach party with this container load of beer. And his wife said, wow, they've been out at sea for like 2 weeks. All that. So she flew out there and took them a case of beer. They could have used a container load of Doritos, too.
If only. Tom, a heartwarming holiday story. A 12-year-old boy from South Carolina was charged with petty larceny after he did what?
He opened his Christmas present early.
Exactly right. He opened his Christmas present early. His great-grandmother bought him this Game Boy Advance and wrapped it and put it under the tree and told him to leave it there until Christmas morning. But the boy could not wait. When his mother found the open box, she got him to confess, and then she called the cops who charged him with petty larceny. Mom says he's had all kinds of behavior problems, and she meant to scare him straight. So if that kid eats any of Santa's cookies, Mama's got a brand new taser.
Well, you know what I like about that story is I'll bet you that the parents of 10 and 12-year-olds all over the country have clipped that story and taped it to the refrigerator as a warning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody already, we don't even have a tree up, let alone okay, if the kid had behavior problems already, and now you take a present, you put it on the tree a full month before it's time to open it up, that doesn't seem, you know what I'm saying?
That is a little Sisyphean.
It's almost entrapment.
You're asking. Yeah.